Welcome to Tzvartei Mecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we will be learning Sefer Yeshayahu, Perek 49. In the last Perek, Yeshayahu rebuked the people living during the time of Koresh for not returning to Israel when they had the chance. As a result, the ensuing period was politically unstable with threats to the existence of the Jewish people. Hashem allowed the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt to mitigate the Chilul Hashem. However, unfortunately, that time period was not the time of Mashiach as it could have been. We will be studying this parak using the Sefer Me'am Lois. The first volume of Me'am Lois was originally a book on the Parsha, written in Ladino by Rav Yaakov Kuli in 1730. It was the art school of its day for people who could not learn the commentaries independently. This series was expanded by others over the next century and translated into Hebrew in the 1960s. The volume on Yeshayahu was written in 1892 by Rabbi Yitzchak Yehuda Abba in Slanka. When it was translated into Hebrew, they added extensive footnotes to source all the commentaries. Some of the sources are familiar to us, like the Abarbanel and the Malbim. Others are not as common, like the commentary Tikkun Olam or Rav Albagansi. Because the commentary is very extensive, I will only choose some ideas to highlight. According to the Me'am Lois, this parak comes after the discussion about the return from Galus Bavel with a promise about the future final redemption. Yeshayahu prefaces the Nevuah with a personal Nevuah about his selection as a Navi. He was not just chosen to prophesy for his time, but what he said would be relevant for future generations to understand how to bring the Geula. If the Geula is delayed, it is not because of Hashem, but because of the people. They should also not blame the Nevi'im for not warning them, because they always did so. The Jewish people themselves are responsible for what happens to them. The last parak spoke about a temporary geula in the times of Koresh. As we have seen elsewhere in Yeshayahu, Yeshayahu then follows this with discussing the final geula, which is permanent. In addition, the last parak ended with a statement that the evil Rasha'im would have no peace. This parak begins addressing all the nations to teach them that everyone else, Jew and non-Jew, will have peace if they come to serve Hashem. The parak begins, Pasuk 1, Shimu iyim elai vakshivu le'umim merachok. Listen to me, islands, and pay attention to me, nations from far away. This parak is not just talking about Bavel as it had done in the last parak. The contents of this parak are relevant to all nations. These nations will be listening to this Nevuah from far into the future. Yeshayahu introduces who he is. Hashem mi beten kira'ani, mim'ei imi hiskir shmi. Hashem called me from the womb, from the bowels of my mother. He mentioned my name. Yeshayahu's choice as Navi was a decree from Hashem that he should be suited to be a Navi. Yirmiyahu Hanavi similarly was chosen from birth. The name Yeshayahu was given to him as he would be giving a nevuah about the Yeshuos, the salvations, that would take place in the future. Because Yeshayahu's mission in life was to say nevuah, Pasuk 2, Vayasem pi kecherev chada, Hashem made my mouth like a polished sword. When Yeshayahu spoke, it penetrated the heart. He was not afraid to speak because, Betzel yado hechbi'ani, he hid me in the shadows of his hand. Yeshayahu's oratory was also like Lechetz Barur, a polished arrow. He could deliver his speech and it would impact those far away, culturally, geographically, and chronologically as well, as we all have experienced in the last number of Prakim. Yeshayahu says that Hashem said to him, Pasuk 3, Avdi Ata Yisrael, you are my servant in Israel, in whom I glory. This could be referring to both Yeshayahu and the Jewish people. If this is referring to Yeshayahu, Hashem is telling him that he has two advantages. First, he personally was created with the capability to deliver Nevuah. And second, he is part of Am Yisrael, and so he has the benefit, the zechus, of his heritage to his advantage. The Me'am Lois also cites the opinion that this pasuk is also referring to the Jewish nation. One of the reasons that Hashem has exiled the Jewish people across the world is so that the miracles that are done on their behalf can spread awareness of Hashem everywhere. Asher b'cha espa'ar, through you will I be glorified. This is one of the missions of the Jew in Galus. When a Jew acts as a servant of Hashem, it must be done in such a way that others will value and appreciate Hashem more because of what they see. The Navi complains about his mission to Hashem that no one is listening to him. Pasuk 4, Lurik Yagati, Lisohu Behevel Kochi Chilesi. I have labored in vain, I have spent my strength for empty breath. Hashem responds to his complaint. Pasuk 5 describes Yeshayahu's relationship with Hashem and his role. Yeshayahu was created to bring Bnei Yisrael back to the service of Hashem, and Hashem treats him with trust and honor and protects him. Hashem responds to Yeshayahu's complaint that his work is not futile. Even though the people will not accept his rebuke and will not believe him, Pasuk 6, Nakel Miyoscha Li'aved, this job is just a small matter from what you do. He's supposed to be giving Musar to the people of his time, but his real job is to speak to the people living in the future to help them stay strong and do tshuva while in Gullis. Lahakim es shifte Yaakov, to raise up the tribes of Yaakov. In addition, Unisaticha la'orgayim, I made you a light to the nations to teach them how to come closer to Hashem and have the correct faith so that they can be part of the eventual Geula. Liyos Yeshua si ad ketzei ha'aretz, so my salvation will reach the ends of the earth. Yeshayahu now shares what is this nevuah that will be so impactful in the future. Though the Jewish people in Gullus will be hated and disgraced and subservient, in the future, this will change. The kings and the princes will bow down to them. Pasuk 7, Leman Hashem asher ne'eman kadosh Yisrael vayivchareka, because of Hashem who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel who has chosen you. This change in the status of the Jewish people will happen, Pasuk 8, be'es ratzon anisicha uviyom Yeshua Azarticha. At the time of favor, I answer you. On the day of salvation, I help you. Hashem is telling the people not to give up when it is such a long galus, when it seems that Hashem has not answered our tefillos. There is a time limit to the decree, and when it is that time, galus will be over. There are times in history in which the Midas Hadin is present. At that time, Hashem is judging people based on the strict letter of the law. Other times, it is a time of an es ratzon, a time of favor, and a person's prayers will more likely be applied to what they are asking for. The fact that there are different times does not negate the concept of reward and punishment. When it is a time of judgment, people are evaluated more thoroughly. They are more likely to be punished for their sins. In times of compassion, Hashem does not evaluate man's deeds with the same scrutiny, and so there will be more brachos. During this time, this Es Ratzon, Hashem will bring the Jewish people back to Eretz Yisrael to re-inherit a land that had been destroyed so that they can rebuild it. When the Geula comes, those in jail will leave. Those in the dark will be able to see. The Targum says that this is referring to Tchias HaMesim, the resurrection of the dead, where people will be brought out from the dark places of the grave. The Me'am Loes, writing in Ladino, says that this refers to the Meranos, who practice their religion hiding in the dark. When Hashem brings back the exile, the Pasuk 10, Lo Yiravu, Velo Yitzma'u, Velo Yakem Sharav of Hashemesh. They won't be hungry or thirsty, and the hot winds and the sun won't strike them. Hashem will take the Jews out of Gullus with compassion, just as he did for the Jews who were leaving Egypt. They will be protected from the weather and will also have water. Their path back to Israel will be clear and easy to travel, just as happened in the time when we left Mitzrayim. The exiled will come from all over the world, even before Yerushalayim is rebuilt. Pasuk 12, Hine Ela Merachok Yavau. Look, these are coming from afar. Hine Ela Mitzafon Miyam. These are coming from the north and the west. Ve'ela me'eretz Sinim, and these are coming from the land of Sinim. The whole world will be overjoyed to see that the exiles are finally returning home from wherever Jews from both Malchus Yehuda and Yisrael had been sent. Pasuk 13, Ranu Shamayim v'gili aretz u'fitzchu harim rina. Shout, heavens, rejoice, earth, break into shouting hills. Kinicham Hashem amo v'aniyav yirachim. For Hashem has comforted his people and has compassion on his afflicted one. This is such a wonderful nevuah about the future, but it doesn't mention Yerushalayim when it mentions that the exiles will return. Tzion wasn't hers. Pasuk 14. Vatomer Tzion, Tzion says, Azavani Hashem v'Hashem shechechani? Has Hashem forsaken me? Hashem has forgotten me. Hashem left me because my averos, but now Hashem has forgotten me in Gullus and there is no hope. Hashem responds with such love that he has never stopped taking care of the Jewish people. Pasuk 15. Hasishkach isha ula merachem ben bitna. Would a woman forget a child she is nursing, having compassion on the child of her womb? A woman loves her baby just because it is her baby, and also because she is constantly giving and nurturing it. More than a baby wants to nurse, a nursing mother wants to give the child the milk. Hashem wants to give to the Jewish people and could never forget them. Have you ever had something really important to remember so you write it on your hand? That is what it is like, how Hashem remembers the Jewish people. Pasuk 16. Hein al kapayim chakosicha. Behold, it is engraved on my hand. Chomosayach negdi tamid. Your walls are before me always. Hashem remembers that the walls of Yerushalayim have been destroyed constantly and will never forget us. Hashem encourages the people to do tshuva so that those destructive people will stop tormenting the Jewish people and will leave their environs and leave around them. Hashem says to Yerushalayim, Pasuk 18, Si'i saviv einayach uri'i, kulam nikbitzu va'ulach. Look up all around and see. They are all assembled and they're coming to you. All the people are returning from Galus from every direction. Chazal say that all souls from Adam Rishon and onward will come back to life. Pasuk 19. Ki harvosayach vishomimosayach ve'eretz harisoseich. All these desolate and destroyed places that you're so worried about will never be rebuilt will become overcrowded. When the Jews did not live in the lands, it became uninhabitable. In the future, when the Jews return to it, it will become a flourishing land again. When there is Mashiach, the children who you are mourning over, Pasuk 20, B'nei Shikulayach, the children who you thought you had lost, will say, Tsar li hamakom, Geshali v'esheva, this place is too crowded for me, make room for me to settle. It will be like children fighting to have a space. Tzion, who had survived so much Gullus, won't be able to believe it, Pasuk 21. V'amart b'vavech, you Tzion, will look at these children and say to yourself, Mi yalad li es ele, who bore these for me? V'ani shchula v'galmuda gola v'sura, I am bereft and barren, exiled and disdained. Tzion is like a woman who saw her family killed in a war and was left to wander alone during the rest of the war. Suddenly, after the war, her children reappeared. She asks, where did these children come from? She is a woman who has lost everything, and now they have returned. Ve'ele, mi gidel, who raised these wonderful children? Hein ani nesharti levadi, I've been left all alone. Ele evohem, where have these children been? Yerushalayim saw her children killed and some taken into Gullus. She wants to know, how do they look so wonderful after 2,000 years? Hashem answers her, Pasuk 22, Hine esa el goyim yadi vel amim arim nisi. I will raise my hand to nations and lift up my sign to people. Hashem will let the nations know that it is time for the Jews to come home. These nations will bring the sons and daughters to be brought back to Eretz Israel. In the time of the Geula, the people of the world will treat the Jewish children with great respect and come to serve Hashem. Tzion asked, who raised them? Pasuk 23, V'hayu mlachim omnayach v'sarusehem minikusayach. Kings shall raise your children, their queens shall serve as your nurses. Just like Hagar wanted to be associated with the house of Avraham, the most honored people will want to be associated and to be of service to the Jewish people. There will be some who will doubt that this redemption is possible. They will question, how is it possible, Pasuk 24, Hayukach migibor malkoach? Can spoil be taken from a warrior? The Jews are held by countries and rulers much stronger than they. How will they ever have the strength to leave? Vim shvi tzadik yimaleit? And if they have been justly captured, should they flee? There are rules of war. When certain people or property is captured, it belongs to the conquering army in every legal sense. How would the Jewish people leave Gullus? Won't they be stopped? Hashem says no. The captives will be saved from the warriors and the terrible ones. And Pasuk 25, V'es yirivech anochi ariv, v'es banayech anochi yoshia. I will fight with him that fights with you, and I, Hashem, will save your children. Those who fight will be killed. Pasuk 26, V'yadu chol basar ki ani Hashem moshi'ich, v'goalech avir Yaakov. And everyone will know that I, Hashem, am the one who saved you completely with nobody else in helping of Goalech and is your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Yaakov. In this parak, Yeshayahu introduces how he was given the talents and wherewithal to say Nevuah from the time he was born. Though his generation would not listen to him, future generations would. The Nevuah he shares is about the final Geulah that will come at an Eis Ratzon, at a time of compassion. Hashem will bring back the exiles to Israel even before Yerushalayim is rebuilt. The journey to Israel will parallel the exodus from Egypt and will show Hashem's love and care. Yerushalayim is in shock overseeing all of her children and wonders how they came to be there, as she thought perhaps she had been forgotten. Hashem tells her that kings and queens are now serving the Jewish people and helping them. Yerushalayim will be overflowing with children until there is no more room. If there are nations who do not want to release the Jewish people, Hashem will fight them so that everyone can return. When we read this parak, we can almost see the pictures from present-day Yerushalayim staring back at us, with the children playing and the need for more and more housing to accommodate everyone. I'd like to point out one lesson from the beginning of the parak. Yeshayahu says that Hashem chose him for the job of Navi before he was born, and therefore he had the ability to speak in a way that pierces the hearts. This does not only happen with Yeshayahu. Everyone has a talent or skill that Hashem has given her so she can fulfill her mission in this world. Yeshayahu was lucky, as Hashem told him what his job in life was. The rest of us have to work through this question in the opposite way. We need to look at what special skill or talent do we have, and that will tell us what our mission is. It could be our patience, our artistic ability, our organizational skills, or our enthusiasm. If we have something that is easy for us, often that is something that Hashem has given us so that we can have the tools to complete our job in the world. We just need to keep our eyes and ears open and be available to use the talents that we have when we can. Thank you for learning together, Le'iloi Nishmas, Barbara Atlas, Bach Bracha Bas Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.